This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated India's first overseas Jan Aushadhi Kendra in Mauritius yesterday. He was joined by Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Kumar Jugnauth during the inauguration. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, "This Aushadhi Kendra is a delivery of the promise made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year." He further said that the India-Mauritius Health Partnership Project will supply cost-effective, made-in-India medicines to augment public health care and enhance well-being. Earlier, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the MediClinic project at Grand Bois in Mauritius with Indian grant assistance, calling it the newest expression of our friendship. Speaking at the inauguration of the project, Dr. Jaishankar said the initiative will provide secondary health care for 16,000 people in the Grand Bois area. Expressing pride, the External Affairs Minister said that health is a priority and all of us have become health conscious. Indian Navy's warship INS Tejas has rescued 9 crew members, including 8 Indians yesterday, who went missing after an oil tanker capsized off the coast of Oman. The Comoros-flagged oil tanker MV Prestige Falcon had a total of 16-member crew, including 13 Indians and 3 Sri Lankans. The search for the remaining survivors continues. The Indian Navy warship and a P-8I maritime patrol aircraft have been deployed for search and rescue efforts in Oman after the oil tanker capsized about 25 nautical miles southeast of Ras Madraka. The Indian embassy said it is in constant touch with the Omani authorities and the search and rescue operation is being coordinated by the Oman Maritime Security Center and the Indian Navy is conducting operations in the region. In Maharashtra, 12 Naxalites were killed in an anti-Naxal operation by C-60 commandos of Garchiroli police last evening at Etapalli block in Garchiroli-Chhattisgarh border. Naxalite opened fire on the police party which was carrying out anti-Naxal operation in the forest of Vandoli village in Etapalli block. Police also counterfired in response. Superintendent of Garchiroli Police, Nilotpal, informed that 12 Naxalites were killed in this encounter. He said search operation has been intensified in this area. Post-encounter, the police have recovered bodies of 12 Naxalites. They have also recovered weapons including 3 AK-47 rifles, 2 INSAS rifles, 1 carbine and 1 self-loading rifle. In this 6-hour gun battle, 1 police sub-inspector and a constable have been injured and they have been shifted to Nagpur for treatment. Meanwhile, Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister Devendra Fadnavis said this is one of the major Naxal encounter in the last few years. He also announced a reward of 51 lakh rupees for the Garchiroli police for their act of bravery. The book Wings to Our Hopes, Volume 1, which compiles 75 significant speeches from the first year of President Draupadi Murmu's tenure, will be released in New Delhi today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will release the e-book in the presence of Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. The publication division has published this book. The book will be released in Hindi and English. Another batch of 4,383 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 157 vehicles early this morning. IMD has issued red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Saurashtra, Kutch, Konkan and Goa today. It said orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued in Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe, Coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam today. It said very heavy rainfall is also likely over Uttarakhand, Gujarat and East Rajasthan today. United States President Joe Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 following his first event in Las Vegas. President Biden is vaccinated and he is experiencing mild symptoms. In cricket, Women's Asia Cup T20 tournament will start from tomorrow in Dambulla, Sri Lanka. All matches of the tournament will be played at Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium. The inaugural match of the tournament will be played between United Arab Emirates and Nepal in the Group A clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.